God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. Well, well. Just good to have you back with us tonight. See a lot of happy, smiling faces and some tired folks this evening too. So I don't know about y'all. It's been a busy weekend, hasn't it? But God is great for just allowing us the opportunity just to gather together again this evening. We just want to stand. Ask y'all. We'll just go to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request tonight, just show by the raising of your hand. Oh, God knows and sees each and every one. As we go to prayer, let's also remember those that are still sick and shut in, unable to be with us, those that are going through procedures or waiting on the results of a test. We've heard so many different scenarios that's going forth. And for those that have lost a loved one also in our family, in the church group that we know, we just love each and every one of you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you with praise and thanksgiving this evening, dear Lord. Lord, thank you for the celebrations that you've allowed us to have this weekend, dear Lord. As we just come to you, just want to worship and praise you, dear Lord. We thank you for the families you've given us, for this church family, dear Lord, for the opportunity we have to gather in your name. Dear Lord, we just praise you. Dear Lord, we just worship you. Dear Lord, we just come to you humbly. Lord, now as we prepare this service tonight, dear Lord, we just ask that you'll accept every song, every instrument played, every word that's spoken, dear Lord, just to praise and worship you. Dear Lord, as we come to an end of the evening, dear Lord, and we come through and just want to worship you tonight, dear Lord, we thank you again. We just thank you for your love. Lord, you see the hands that were raised this evening, Lord. You know the request, dear Lord. Those on the screen, dear Lord, those that are here in the prayer box, those that are on the flash text. And, dear Lord, we ask that you'll just touch each and every situation. Lord, we know you're already healing. We know that you've already got a way for each and every one of us, dear Lord. May we be in your will and go in the direction that you would have us to go, dear Lord. We just praise and worship you in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. I didn't get a chance to tell him tonight. We're going to do Old Rugged Cross, page 305. Y'all all turn in your hymnals. Didn't give a chance to let Miss Jennifer and Miss Penny know this evening ahead of time. Just a second, we'll get started. The Old Rugged Cross. Thank you. Lord. You may be seated. Just want to again just thank the Lord for His many blessings on us. As we have had a special week, I know for me personally, of the special prayer time and the gathering that we had here at the church, it's given me an opportunity to set aside even more time. And we were talking about it in Sunday school this morning. As we sing songs like this, or in our prayer life, or as we read Scripture, and to really, not just at Easter time, but all the time, know what Jesus did for you and I. That precious blood that was shed on Calvary, that we might be set free. Praise God. But the most important thing was that resurrected Christ, our Lord and Savior. Just praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. I don't have any announcements up here. I did have that one, Jim, that I was supposed to do this morning. It was written on the other sheet. But we'll go ahead and take up the offering this morning. Anybody got any announcements real quick? All righty. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
He set me free. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's try it again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to be in the house of God. They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I cannot understand.
Susan, come on up, please.
Well, glory. This is our night of singing and just worshiping and praising the Lord tonight. Amen. We're going to try one with the Lord. Hadn't tried in a long time. How many woke up this morning? Feeling fine. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what this says. I'm feeling fine.
Praise God. Brother Jim McCoy, would you want to come on up for us, please? Thank you. Just excited about the Lord tonight. Just want to, everybody, just feel free just to worship the Lord.
Yes.
We just want to celebrate what He's doing for each and every one of us and has done forever and will continue to do. Praise God.
Jesus, You the same way he cares for me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Sister Lisa, would you do a song for us tonight, please?
Praise the Lord.
Life's at its best. down in the valleys, those trials and temptations, oh, that's where your faith is really put to the test. God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley.
So let everyone in the house say so. Just praise God. Praise the Lord. Brother and Sister Morrow, if y'all want to come on up and do your song for us.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to be in the Lord's house to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I'd like to say it's good to have my preacher friend, Brother Evans, Church of God preacher for many years, pastored several churches, and he just recently moved to Temple. And he's a dynamite preacher, and his wife is talented. She can play and sing like Jennifer Staten. That's how good she is. But both of them is really a blessing, and he's been preaching a lot since he moved down here, and he's open for revival, by the way. But anyway, the song the preacher and then was singing a while ago, "A Heaven on Your Mind."
Yeah.
That's what we gotta have. He said He's coming for those that's looking for His appearing. And if you ain't got heaven on your mind, you ain't going. But if you just look around and watch the news, you know, the Christian knows that it can't be long till the Lord comes. Yeah. Just listen to this song. Any day now, I'm looking for His appearing. Praise His name.
Jesus told His disciples of things to come. He would be persecuted and mocked by some. The Son of Man would die on the cross, but He didn't stay dead. Me.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
That's right. Amen. He's coming again. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Karen, come on up and do a song for us.
Small as I am.
Before I sing, sometimes it's good to be transparent, isn't it? I went home today and several people asked me as I was leaving, how are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling a bit better. When I got home, I felt so bad. I got in the bed and Chris came in there and he said, you going to church? I said, I don't think I'm going tonight. I got up and it was like I could just hear the Lord say, all the things I've done for you, you're still here. Get up. Rise up. And I started getting dressed and I hadn't even said anything, but the pain I had in my neck, it left. So sometimes out of our obedience, God will touch us. In that instance, He'll touch us. And I just thank the Lord. I know some of y'all seen my post, but I literally almost choked to death Saturday. I thought that was going to be the end. I jumped out of the truck and I leaned over and I grabbed my throat and just pulled it. And I, in my mind, I was calling on Jesus and it went on down. And that's the second time that's happened to me. And I just think about all the things I've been through. The devil don't like it because he knows that God's called me. So it's time for me to get up, rise up, and let God be my strength. And I thank Brother Eddie for the message this morning. It was very timely. I just thank the Lord. I praise Him tonight. Y'all worship with me.
Thank you.
wonder, awe-struck wonder at the mention of your name.
Just worship you. We just praise your name, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, my Lord. We just love and praise you. Oh, praise God. Praise God. For this time you've given us to come together to worship you, my Lord, we thank you. Dear Lord, for this day you've given us, we thank you. Dear Lord, for this blessed time, dear Lord, we thank you. Lord, as your Spirit flows amongst us, dear Lord, we just ask, dear Lord, to let us just worship you, my Lord. We're not worthy, but thou art, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Love each and every one of you tonight. Brother Art, come on up. I know you've got a song for us tonight. Then we'll get Miss Jennifer and Brother Keith to do a couple for us. Then ask Brother Eddie to turn it over to him. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Before I sing the song, I'd just like to say one thing. I love Brother Jim. Amen. There is a beautiful thing about, I know it's barely said, to God be all the glory, but I love Brother Jim. There is something about his spirit, his humility, and every time he stands to worship, it's a beautiful thing to see. Okay. I just have to say that. It just keeps boiling in my heart every time I see him stand to do whatever he does. It, and God is going to bless you, Brother Jim. Amen. He's going to lift you up, okay, higher than what you can imagine. Amen.
Praise God.
God and God alone created all these things we call our own, from the mighty to the small. The glory in them all, it's God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy of our eternal home. He will be our one desire, our hearts will never tire of God and God alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe his own. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise for God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy of our eternal home. He will be our one desire,
Our hearts will never tire of God and God alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe His own. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise for God and God. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise for God.
Stand and give the Lord praise. Let's all just stand for a minute. I can't hear. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, You're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. You know, however you want to, if you want to sit or you want to stand, but as we talk about that and we talk about the things going on, you know, as we flip channels, if y'all like me, I have to just turn the stuff off. But if we know it's God and God alone,
Amen.
That answers all the problems, all the storms, all the heartache, all the pain. There will be no more. And just place it all into His mighty hands. Again, we just love the Lord this evening. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn over to Brother Keith and Sister Jennifer. Let them do a couple, and then we'll let Brother Eddie have the floor after that.
Y'all worship with us. This was asked this morning for Sister Brenda, and I'm going to do it for her tonight.
Troubles come and I can't find an answer. Again, Lord, I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't need to worry You. But here I am facing something new. And I need help that only comes from You. Something new, and I
And he knows
that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you prayed all night, cause you held on with all of your might. Try to cry, have awoken the Master. It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your petrol is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. Oh!
nothing without the Lord. Amen. But with Him all things are possible. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, give Him a hand clap of praise. Glory to God. I understand that we had a song request on the live stream. Somebody had posted Joy Unspeakable. So this is going to give everybody a chance to sing. 167, do we know it? We'll fake it. Joy Unspeakable. We're going to ask you to help us. If you didn't get to sing tonight, you stand right now and turn to page 167. How many knows it's Joy Unspeakable and Full of Glory? Come on, let's sing it like we really mean it tonight. Praise God. I have no idea what key.
Try G.
He's good. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplies every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I'm free as free. With His joy, I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I have seen from the awful God of me. God's Holy Spirit. So glad you came. Hope you've had a wonderful holiday weekend. Looking forward to a great time in the Lord this upcoming year, this upcoming month. I know we've got a lot of things I want to share with you again. This morning we made the announcement, but always the last Sunday in July is homecoming here at First Pentecostal Church. For this year and this year only, hopefully, we will not be having food. It'll be the first time in that I can ever remember that we have not had food. But because of certain guidelines and restrictions and gatherings, we just deemed it necessary not to have food this year. But we will be having homecoming, so we will be having heavenly manna. Amen. So come and be a part of that. That's going to be the last Sunday in this month. Amen. Turn to somebody, give them a great old big smile. Tell them, I love you. Amen. And we do love you, each and every one. Good to have our visitors with us tonight. Hope that you'll come back and be with us. And hope you've enjoyed this night of praise and worship. It's good every once in a while just to sing praises unto the Lord. And I've often said, if you like singing, you're going to love heaven. Amen. We're going to sing praises forever and ever and ever. Don't worry about the words. You'll know the words forever. We will sing holy, holy, holy forever. God bless you tonight. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful and grateful, God, for your goodness, your mercy. God, for your blessings that we have received tonight, for each and every one that's come this way. God, I pray your protection upon each and every one represented. God, we do remember those who are sick and suffering, many in the hospitals, the nursing homes, Father, we're praying, God, that you would touch them, Lord, with your healing virtue. God, we pray that you would again bless our first responders. Bless those, Lord, who keep the peace. Pray, God, that you would protect them as well. God, I pray, Lord, the many, many souls who are lost tonight, God, I pray that somehow, some way, you'll prick their heart, bring them to an altar of repentance, God, before it's everlasting too late. And Father, we're thankful for your blessings and your anointing tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.